Good morning. Well, the beans are trying to make a little bit of a lift, but it's feeble. And it's the $11 area trying to hold psychologically. In the meantime, we have bean oil down this morning. That bean oil market's down over $8 from its high. And the corn market has made, first off, it's filled the gap at 405 and a quarter. And of course, it's nearing very good psychological support of $4. Keep in mind, on a lead contract with the July, we would have, if we put a 3 in front of this, we're not far from a dollar move. 387.5 would be a dollar move. Can we nick down under $4 and hit like 398.5 just to demoralize the longs a little more? Yes, we can. But I will say this. We're looking at option expiration for the July contracts on beans, corn, and wheat, bean oil, and meal tomorrow morning, or tomorrow at noon, I should say. And so that'll get some of that pressure out of the way. Then you're looking at the government reports next Tuesday. And, of course, those reports are major market-moving reports that we get every year at the end of June. And I think if I had to put emphasis on one of them, the quarterly stocks or the final plantings, I think it's the final plantings that are actually going to be more important. Then we look at the fact that President Trump is pushing for Congress to include E15 voluntarily year-round blending in his $88 billion supplemental funding package for the Iranian war and another $11 billion for aid to U.S. farmers. U.S. ag groups are hoping that Congress will get this passed finally. It's been often mentioned, but never been able to get done. I suspect this will occur. And of course, if that gets done before the midterm elections, it just may help kind of mend some of those bad feelings that agriculture might have towards President Trump. The markets today, sitting here near support, very, very quiet. It is like nicking away at cement or stone to push this market lower. We may find a spot here where we say, okay, enough is enough. We've liquidated the longs on the July contract because next Tuesday, not only do we have those reports, it's also first notice day of delivery. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great Thursday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.